very special guest who should be here any minute now. Apparently there's been a little bit of a problem and he's delayed. But what time are we now? Is it any moment now? Hang on a minute. What's that? Coming in the studio? Oh, wow. David Tennant, everyone!
Hello.
What an entrance!
Yeah, thank you. I like to, you know.
How'd you do that?
Well, I'm actually filming in Cardiff at the moment, so I had to arrive through the time vortex.
Yeah.
There's a brand new Doctor Who special on TV this weekend.
Oh, yes, there is.
BBC One Saturday at 6:45. Now, this is the first of not a new series as such.
We're still making four that will go out through the year.
Are they connected at all, or are they?
This one is kind of on its own. This is sort of because my Doctor is coming to the end of his time. Mm. This is his last hurrah, really. This is the last time that we'll see him having fun.
Can't be a coincidence that both you and Russell are both going at the same time. Did you sit down and decide?
It's not entirely a coincidence, but in the end, it just felt like the kind of obvious stepping off point for both of us, I suppose.
Not dressed particularly like a Time Lord. I wondered
how is a Time Lord dressed?
I don't know, but you look like a...
What are you expecting?
You look like a big kid, you know, with your T-shirt on and everything. It's like, I thought you'd come in suited and booted.
It's not very nice to be...
It's just a T-shirt.
No, I like it.
It's just a T-shirt.
But I just thought it might be a bit more sort of formal as the Doctor, you know.
Well, he's not come as the Doctor.
I haven't.
This is David Tennant.
This is what I wear in real life. T-shirts and jeans,
you know,
and things.
You know it's not real, don't you?
No, that's where I'm falling down. That's what I didn't know.
But you have, because you are, Harriet's wardrobe is like a, it's like a her time vortex, kind of 1983, you see. You might notice.
Well, that's harsh.
I'm just saying that's where...
Before we ask you anything else, you might have thought that these already started, but we do have 10 terrible questions for you.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready to face them?
Yeah, sure. Terrible questions.
Yes.
Okay.
When did you last go to the doctor's?
Oh, Lord. Oh, well, I had a back operation at the end of last year.
Yes, you did.
So I guess it was around about then.
How's that now?
Yeah, I'll show you my scar if you like.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, hang on. This is great radio, isn't it?
I'm going to talk you through this. David's currently dropping his trousers and revealing his lower back.
Yeah. I mean, it's neat, and they didn't do too long a one.
It's right on your jeans, so it gets rubbed.
You need to get some elasticated trousers. I can help you with those.
Continuing with your 10 terrible questions.
Yeah, go on.
Have you ever tried the Facebook Which Doctor Are You application?
No.
They ask you a series
of
questions.
I feel it may be the work of the devil.
You've never been on Facebook. What about Twittering? Do you do that?
I've never been on Twitter. No. I looked at Twitter. I don't... What? I'm having a cup of tea. Brilliant.
Yeah.
What is that about? Do you Twitter?
We have a show Twitter thing,
right,
which we do put on. And I've Twittered and I've managed it for a week now. But you can follow people. And I do try and just give updates on whatever maybe is going on.
What was your last Twitter?
Stuff. Actually, I'm honest. My last Twitter was, how many hot cross buns is too many?
Right. Mm. Oh, so you're like asking... That's
quite
like
philosophical.
That's almost a haiku.
Yeah.
That's a bit more interesting than I'm having a cup of tea, which is all I could find anyone saying.
I also did an ode to our producer, Jamie Scott, it's his last day today.
Oh.
So I did one to you.
So in paying a tribute to your departing producer, you chose something that could only be 140 characters long. That's something.
You know too much about Twittering.
Yeah. Oh, no, I looked at it. I wanted to understand it. Because you've got people like Stephen Fry going, this is the future.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
and when Stephen says something, you tend to believe it.
Exactly.
So I looked at it, and even he's going, I'm in a pub.
Yeah.
You know, I tweeted for a week.
Yeah.
And then I suddenly had an epiphany. And I realised that the whole thing was really just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so I Twitter ye not.
Now, there were robot Santas on the Christmas special of Doctor Who.
A couple of times, yes.
Will there be for Easter a bunny with a razor sharp carrot?
No. The Easter references are fewer. Right. Than the Christmas references. Because, like you say, what do you do? Do you have killer bunnies? Probably not. But there is a bit of an Easter reference.
There's not an egg hunt or anything like that, is it?
No, it's quite brief. Right. But to be honest, by the time the opening credits roll, we've finished with Easter. Right.
So this is a Heartbreakers exclusive. There is no killer bunny on the Doctor Who Easter special.
There is no... yes, you can have that. You can have that exclusive.
I knew we'd wear him down.
Yeah.
Your 10 terrible questions continue. How do you keep your sideburns so neat?
I have a team of people in Cardiff who are employed purely to look after my sideburns.
Excellent.
There's about 25 of them, but I don't want you to think we're misspending your licence fee.
What are you doing for Easter? Do you really have a caravan in Bognor?
Do I really have a caravan in Bognor?
Yeah, I think we read that somewhere.
Did you really?
Mm.
Wow. then I'll say, yes, I do have a caravan in Bognor, because I might as well, eh?
Is it bigger on the inside?
No, it's actually smaller on the inside, because I like to, you know...
keep it cosy.
Keep it cosy.
Now, you've met Bernard Cribbins.
I have, yes.
How do you stop him doing his Madame Cholet voice on set?
You don't stop that. You encourage that. You want to get as many wombles out of him as you can. The man is a living, breathing legend. I like him to do... I get him to do... Remember the Jack and Ori he did with the raven? Nevermore! The raven that said nevermore. It's just me, blank face.
No, oh, I like right. The impressions, though.
Yeah.
Was this one of the new ones, or is this the one when we were kids?
When we were kids. You'll start getting text messages now from all your listeners who remember this.
Okay.
And he used to do Jack and Ori. It was Harriet's or Arabella's raven.
You never owned a raven, have you?
No.
And the raven went, nevermore, after Edgar Allan Poe, I think. I can't speak highly enough about Lord Cribbins.
He invited me to go clay pigeon shooting with him once.
He does that.
But yeah. you didn't go, or did you go?
Me in a field with Bernard Cribbins and a 12-boy, you joking?
Since you're leaving Doctor Who,
yes.
It's tradition, isn't it, to maybe nick something from the set when you go? Do you have your eye on anything?
Everyone keeps asking me this, but I'd never get away with it. For the show will carry on without me. They're going to need all the bits and pieces, aren't they?
Okay, so nothing, not
It'll
even a little
nailed down. It will be nailed down.
You've survived your 10 terrible questions. Doesn't mean you
that
can
was,
leave.
That wasn't 10.
Well, there was one or two I edited out.
Right, okay.
That was your 8 terrible questions.
Yeah, that was great. It's not quite so alliterative, is it?
Listen, David, you've faced many challenges in your time. Mm. Cybermen, Daleks, looking like Sylvester McCoy. Mm. Are you prepared, though, to face your toughest challenge yet?
I've never been more ready.
Let's play the Generation Gap.
It's just after 8:30. Come on, we're late for class. The Generation Gap. The Generation Gap. So who will be the winner and who will finish last? Oh, be a smarty pass on Generation Gap. When you're at school today, everyone will say, your mum's a maniac and you're a brainiac. So who's a clever Trevor? It's time that we found out. Hot Breakfast Generation Gap.
Yeah! It's the Generation Gap where we ask the kids grown-up questions and we ask the grown-ups kids questions. It's the final day of the Gen Gap this week, and 10-year-old Lorcan, he's already won the week. He's been brilliant. Morning, Lorcan.
Morning, Jamie. Morning, Harriet.
Hi, Lorcan.
Welcome back to the show. Now, listen, Lorcan, I understand that you're a big Doctor Who fan. Is that right?
Yep.
Because you're a big fan, we've got a special treat for you today, playing for the grown-ups, David Tennant, everyone.
Hey. Hello, Lorcan.
Hi.
How you doing, Lorcan?
I'm fine.
Good. Good to speak to you. But I am going to take you down.
Lorcan, what's going to happen today if you beat David?
My friend Lewis and Aaron are going to have a sleepover with that Doctor Who theme when we get to listen to the Doctor Who music and watch the new episodes.
Brilliant. Doctor Who sleepover? You ever done one of those, David?
I do one every night.
Right,
but what happens, Lorcan, if David Tennant beats you?
Since David Tennant is Scottish, I have to eat a plate of haggis.
Oh, that's not a bad thing, Lorcan. Have you ever tried it?
No.
Oh, it's really delicious, I promise you. I almost want you to lose so you can enjoy that.
Don't come up with excuses now. Lorcan, here's your question. The grown-up world of the 1970s, which of the following actors played the Doctor? A, Tom Baker, B, Ted Baker, or C, Cheryl Baker?
Is it A?
Is the right answer. Congratulations. Well,
well
done,
Cheryl
Lorcan.
Baker would have been great.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And might happen yet.
Well, who knows?
Lorcan, well done. Congratulations. David, are you ready for your question?
Yes, I am.
In the kids' world of Doctor Who spin-off show, the Sarah Jane Adventures...
Oh, yes.
What's the name of Sarah's special gadget?
Her sonic lipstick.
Oh, I was going to give you a multiple choice.
Oh,
but
no,
congratulations.
No.
Come on. Those.
Come on.
Good, very good.
We share a studio. I'm all over it.
Which means that we go to a tiebreaker. Now, unsurprisingly, David, you are the cover star of the Doctor Who magazine this month.
Ah.
But how many issues have there been to date? It's a tiebreaker question. I need your answer. How many issues do you think there have been of the Doctor Who magazine?
I think there have been 405.
Lorcan, do you think there have been more or less than 405 issues of the Doctor Who magazine to date?
I'll go higher.
You've gone higher.
Oh!
Well, I can tell you that there have been 407 issues of the Doctor Who magazine, which means, Lorcan, congratulations. You've beat... You've beat David Tennant in our Doctor Who special Generation Gap. Lorcan, thank you so much for coming on all week. It's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Thanks.
Well done, Lorcan.
Well done, Lorcan.
Can I have four autographs of David Tennant?
Four?
Yeah, for my friends.
We'll sort somebody's waving something. We're going to sort that out for you.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.
Thank you, and to you.
There we go.
Resourceful and good to his friends as well. It's good to know that he's always thinking of them. Can you manage four? Is that okay?
That's fine. As long as none of his friends are called eBay, that's fine.
That's what I was about to say. You'll see those again.
How about five? One to me as well, is that
okay? Okay.
Right? Oh, come on now. Let's not push it. Brand new Doctor Who special on TV this weekend. BBC One, Saturday, 6:45. David, listen, it's been a real pleasure having you on
this morning.
Oh,
it's been great to be here. It's been lovely.
So the new Doctor Who, he starts next year, Matt...
Matt Smith, yeah.
Do you think he's going to be able to, you know, cut the mustard? Is he the man for the job?
I think he'll be grand. I do. He's a great actor, and I think he will be brilliant, yeah.
Well, we're going to miss you.
Oh, God bless you.
David Tennant, everyone.
Thank you. Happy Easter.
Yeah.
Happy Easter to you, too.